Vikings Connected is presented by Microsoft Surface, the official tablet of the Minnesota Vikings.
Welcome back to Vikings Connected, everybody. This is Ben Lieber. My name's Erin Newberg. We are your co-hosts, and this is the show where you stay connected. So make sure you use hashtag Vikings Connected on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Now, this is the part of the show where we have our weekly appearance from Mr. Cordarrelle Patterson.
Yeah, so the last 2 weeks, he's kind of been the locker raider kind of theme, going into players' lockers and picking through their stuff, and he saw Artico.
Yes,
that's one of my favorite. Artico. Do I look like Artico?
You do that really well.
Yeah, I've been practicing
a lot. In the mirror.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this week, we actually followed him around on his day off. He went to KFAN Studios with Paul Allen. You got to check it out.
What's up, man? It's your boy Cordarrelle Patterson, man. Here at KFAN Radio. Finna go in studios, man. Show y'all how I get down on my off day.
Hey, this is Vikings wide receiver Cordarrelle Patterson. And you are listening to... And you're listening to The Fan, and this is Vikings football on KFAN. KFAN.
KFAN.
Vikings football on KFAN. And you're listening to the Vice of the Vikings. Oh, man. And you are listening to the voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen.
This should be my office, man. I'm on air, man. Calm down. I can't have fun right now. Please get that on camera. Oh, this guy is really crazy. What to do, P?
Slowly, please, so I can enjoy it. I love when Cordarrelle comes in studio. Now, I have him on weekly, but I love his free-spirited nature.
Can I get some covenant claps for Mr. Cordarrelle Patterson? Cordarrelle, when I ask for claps for you, you're not supposed to clap for yourself.
I thought you told me to come in and introduce myself.
No. Can you pull the microphone up a little? There we go.
Gotcha.
What do you want to do after football? Do you ever think about that?
I always think about owning my own business.
Yep.
You know, I'm a fashion guy, so I might go into fashion.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
What kind of clothes do you want to make?
It really don't matter. You know, I'm probably going to start with the ladies' clothes first. You know, you always got to start with the ladies. You know, if you ain't got no ladies around, you know, it's nothing. I love sundresses. I love leggings. You know, them.
You're the best ever. I'm so glad you caught a touchdown last week, because now we can joke around and talk about leggings and sundresses. You know, and you caught Teddy Bridgewater's first touchdown, man. That was super cool. First touchdown pass from Teddy Bridgewater.
Oh, yeah, I did. So now I'm going to have to get that ball signed by Teddy.
Do you know what limericks are?
No, I don't.
Limerick's like an Irish bit where I don't even know how many lines there are. But it's like whenever you guys would play Cortland Finnegan, I'd say, like, there once was a corner named Finnegan. Mm-hmm. And teams would throw at him again and again. And then he'd drop the ball and he would say that's all, and teams wouldn't be able to win again. So it's like kind of an Irish way to do a rap. I'm kind of thinking about Flash right now as you were talking. I was staring at the dreads in your eyes and everything, thinking there once was a receiver named Flash who wanted to make a lot of cash. They would give him the ball. Sometimes he would run through that wall. And for breakfast, his favorite dish was hash. Something like that. See, you think you could match strides with me and the Vikings Entertainment Network with raps or limericks?
Oh, no.
Come on now.
I can do the raps. I can't do the limericks. How have you pronounced that?
If you had a 100-yard race with Jarek the Jet McKinnon, who would win and why?
You know, it depends on what we're racing for, man.
Just whatever. Say it's $10,000 for a charity.
Well, yeah. See, I would have to beat him. You know, he's a young guy. I know he's not all with that charity stuff right now.
Yep.
You know, I'm an older guy. I'm a second year, and I feel like I would beat him probably by 10 yards.
I think Josh Robinson might be faster than you at 100 yards.
Josh Robinson, he always thinks he's faster than everybody. You know, in the offseason, you know, I'm going to have to say this on the radio. You know,
sure.
He gave Cap 2 yards, you know, and he tried to race Cap, but Cap beat him.
Who?
So, Cap.
Colin Kaepernick? Captain Munnerlyn.
Cap,
he gave him how many yards?
He gave him like 2 yards in the 40. You know, Cap had a takeoff, you know. He got the faster takeoff.
And Josh ran him down like he was tied to a post.
No, Josh did not catch him. That's
ooh,
what I was saying. Josh ain't catch him. That's
he didn't catch
saying.
The crafty veteran.
He didn't catch
the captain him. Made him a private. You're the best, man. I love when you come in studio. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. Always, PA.
Cordarrelle Patterson, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for the man they call Flash.
Well, y'all heard me in there, man, on KFAN Radio, man, live, man. I hope y'all was tuning in, man. Went good, man. Always a blessing to be here, man, with my guy PA, man. Y'all keep tuning in every Tuesday, man. I'm going to be here every day, every Tuesday.
All right, now to declare the winner of this week's Golden Nacho. It's all about, in case you missed it, NFL news for the weekend. And I have to give it to Bird Lady.
Oh, my God. I kind of wish I would have missed it.
I mean, I just don't understand why you bring a bird to a game.
And when you say pet bird, I imagined, like, this beautiful tropical animal. This is a crow?
It certainly doesn't look like anything I'd want to play with. So anyway, no. Bird Lady at the Washington game. You are this week's Golden Nacho. And that will do it for this week's show. Please, once again, connect with us using hashtag VikingsConnected. We love hearing from you guys. Keep it coming, and we'll see you next week.
Have a good one.